Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Throw down your guns, throw down your guns in the name of love.
We've been following the Crime Commission hearings for the last 2 days at the beginning of the week. And Brian Moran is the Virginia Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security, joins us now on the air. And I always appreciate it when you're willing to come on the program. How you feeling after watching these hearings for 2 days?
I'm always willing to come on your show. You know how much I enjoy it, and no better way to start the day.
You have always been very generous about that, and I'm appreciative of it. Thank you.
John, I thought it was good. We obviously would have preferred them to pass these laws back in January or even during the special session in July, but I thought the 2 days of hearings were beneficial. We heard a lot of testimony. A lot of concerned citizens, concerned groups had the opportunity to weigh in. Certainly, the Crime Commission gave these bills more time than the committee process would during the regular session when, the legislators are very, pretty frantic, 3,000 bills to consider, and these bills are, defeated quickly, they're dispatched pretty quickly. So for that, I thought it was very beneficial, and I thank the Crime Commission for that. Again, we'd preferred the bills to have passed, but if they're not going to, we're not afraid of more study.
Anything jump out at you as a breakthrough with Republicans who might have said, no, I'm not even willing to discuss this, but now there was a conversation that you think was meaningful?
Well, meaningful, yes. Breakthrough, John, your dad was a member of the legislature. You've been around politics a long time. I think ultimately this is going to be about 51 and 21 in the state legislature. Mm-hmm. But I will say there was a lot of good discussion around background checks and the ERPO, which is the Extreme Risk Protective Order, otherwise known as the Red Flag Law. There was even the Heritage Foundation woman who testified on behalf of the Republicans said, if there's adequate due process, these laws could work. So I do think there was a breakthrough there. That doesn't mean it's going to pass. I hope it will. I really think that the Extreme Risk Protective Order is the appropriate way to go. It'll address particularly the suicides, over 600, and those who pose a threat to others and that don't have a mental health diagnosis, but who are indeed a danger. You're seeing that all over the country now, that police are having the opportunity to interrupt what could be a mass shooter. Just this morning, another case in California where they found a hotel employee with a stack of weapons. So that background checks, I think, probably were the two that I heard the most about.
The red flag in the background.
Yeah, thought so. Those are probably the two most discussed.
Now, we had Senator Obenchain and Delegate Gilbert on the last 2 days. And, of course, as soon as they come on, I hear from people on both sides who send me emails and are berserk about what they said or what they didn't say. But a lot of people have sent me stories about individuals who were targeted or mistakenly fingered by police as potential killers, I suppose, and had their weapons removed. And they're saying, look, we're one step away from having this kind of thing happen regularly in Virginia where, people are polarized politically and they might decide, to take it out on someone and say, let's call the cops and cause them trouble. When you think through, this is your world that you're kind of in charge of. Does that worry you? Does that potential for abuse, and not just from the government, but from a neighbor to neighbor, is that something that is a concern?
It does, John, and I think that's why we've drafted the bill in a way that would avoid that.
Tell me
neighbor
how.
Neighbor to neighbor, the Hatfields and the McCoys situation,
right?
You're upset at the barking dog neighbor, you can't seek the petition. It's limited only to law enforcement or the local Commonwealth's attorney. So we're putting into the hands of professionals. Law enforcement investigate crimes every day. And so only the law enforcement can seek a petition, which is the extreme risk protective order. And then it goes before the magistrate, which, you know, criminal arrest warrants and search warrants go before magistrates all the time. And then it gets issued. Mm-hmm. And even if there is a mistake, it's a temporary deprivation, 14 days, that someone would be without their firearm. And then it goes before the circuit court judge. Mm-hmm. And so I do think this bill has adequate due process, adequate protections against the mistake in which you have described.
Mm-hmm. And the threshold for a police officer or someone who's in law enforcement to be concerned, what is that? Because, you know, I post things that are sometimes inflammatory on Facebook, and I have actually said I'm worried that we're about to have violence in the country. And I've had to step back from that. Like, you know what? I don't want anybody to think that I'm asking for violence. I'm commenting on the fear of it. But, you know, someone might misread my comments. I'd be worried.
Well, someone might. But again, this is limited to law enforcement.
Okay.
And they deal with this thing, you know, 24 hours a day, 24/7. So it is limited. Not everyone can seek the petition. Mm-hmm. And so I do think we've safeguarded that. You know, I'm happy to work. You know, we've reached out to Delegate Gilbert, Senator Obenchain. I did hear Senator Obenchain on your station, but I do think we have adequate safeguards. I mean, it's a pretty tightly, because of all those concerns, we really have tried to address the concerns that have been expressed on the behalf of those who would disagree with us, and we've attempted to address the concerns.
When you talk to the state police and other police officers around Virginia, do they tell you this is something they're prepared to take on, or do they say, come on, man, don't give me something else? I mean, I'm already underwater here.
Well, we hear from a lot of different things, and there are concerns. And, you know, I support our law enforcement, and we really have welcomed their comments and really gone, you know, we have work groups set up. We've traveled across Virginia trying to listen to our law enforcement, and I do have concerns. You know, we're going to place, do we put them in unnecessary or extreme harm? If we've identified someone who actually is a threat to themselves or others, and then we're asking, and they possess a firearm, and we're asking law enforcement to go to their home and extract that firearm, you know, how do you do that safely? So we've reached out to 17 states now have this law, including Maryland, Indiana, Florida. And so we've reached out to them, and I remember speaking to sheriffs in Florida saying, no, we haven't encountered that difficulty. California, we've reached out to. Big state, obviously, they actually have a special unit. Mm-hmm. So there might be some resources, and we really want to work with our law enforcement, ensure their safety when you go to a home of this kind.
Yeah.
So, you know, they enter a lot of dangerous places now. They serve arrest warrants, they serve drugs, domestic violence cases,
right.
Dangerous.
Well, we'll keep talking about it as talking about it as we get closer to November, and I don't mean to cut you off. I really do appreciate you joining us always. Please call me if you've got anything you want to say or something strikes you. You're welcome on the show anytime. And can I ask a favor of you?
Yes.
Not to put you on the spot, but if you see the governor, tell him I'd like to have him come back on the air. You know, he's ducked out on me.
You're not offering me his hour? Is that what you're...
Well, you know what? I might do that. You're always very good about coming on. So not to give him a hard time, but the first interview probably won't be super pleasant, but I'll let him speak. How about that? If you get a chance to see him, please tell him that we'd like to have him come back. I know you're laughing. I should... I'm laughing, too. Thanks, Brian Moran, Virginia Secretary of Public Safety and Homeland Security. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.